neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
At the time that we conclude our Amidah, that means the Amidah is not finished till end of the Chazara. That means when you go 3 steps back, and first you start with your left foot. When you go back, you go back first left step. Why? Because our intention is not, Chas v'Shalom, to leave Ribono Shel Olam. The same way when you take your talit and tefillin off, it has to be from the left side. Tefillin Shel Rosh Hashanah with the left hand, or talit from the left side, with a weak hand. And that shows that I don't want to leave, but unfortunately I have to go do my worldly activities. So now, when we finish our lahash, when we go step back, 3 steps back, we are glued to the ground. I mean the whole body. That means your head should not turn to other people. That's asur. Because first of all, it would distract other people. And also, as the halakha does not permit, we could pass in front of people that are still in the middle of the lahash. Even though that they concluded the lahash, they say we cannot pass by it. If in such a cases that people, they like to, or they have to leave the Beit Knesset, they have to pick a location that will not pass by people. So when you conclude your lahash, you're glued. You cannot move. If you're tired, you can sit, or you can scan a sefer. You just look at it. But you cannot speak, you cannot move, you cannot turn your face. And also Rabbeinu Chaim Palache, Zechuto Magal Aleinu, brings Kol Haone Amen 90 Pa'amim Bechol Yom En Amachashofot Yecholot Da'azik Lo. Harav says, whoever that answers 90 Amenim, no type of Tum'ah can harm him. So that means you have to listen to Berachot to answer Amen. And you have to answer a little bit louder so the Chazan knows the Beit Knesset, there are people there. Because sometimes he feels, you know, he's in an empty room because nobody answers Amen, Chas v'Shalom. So you have to respond, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemo, and Amen, seft and crisp. So Chazan has a poshgarmi. He has some type of feedback. But if, you know, people, they just don't pay attention, Chas v'Shalom, and they're doing other things, Chalila v'Chas, then Chazan becomes very, very cold. But here, what Rabbeinu Chaim Palachi is explaining, as you know what tzaddik means. What does tzaddik mean? Tzaddik. You heard about tzaddik? No, no, no. In Tefillat Yom HaKippurim, we did vidui in Chazara. Remember that we lost the tzaddik? Sadi is 90, right? Sadi, 90 Amenim. Dalet is, Dalet, 4. What are we doing, 4 during the day? Yeah, 4 Kedusha. What is the 4 Kedusha that we answer? No, we have, 2 Shacharit, and we have more in Shacharit. We have 2 sitting down, yeah, in Yotzer and Uval Etzion, and 1 standing up, and 1 in Mincha. That's 4. Then what is Yud? Yud. What is Yud? Yud. What are we doing? Yud. Tzadi was 90 Amenim. Dalet was Dalet Kedusha. Yud. Kaddishim. You have 10 Kaddish that you're obligated to listen. Listen means with your ear. Some people, they have 3 ears. The one here. You speak. But you have to use 2 ears, 1 mouth. So you have to listen and answer. What is Chuf?
100 Brachot.
Chazak Baruch. What is Tzadik? The Tzadik is that answers 90 Amenim, 4 Kiddushot, 10 Kaddishim, and 100 Amenim. Then you become Tzaddik. Yeah. So easy.
Koilani Shomote, Halel Kohaleluko, Koilani Shomone Shomosheli. Koilani Shomote, Halel Kohaleluko, Koilani Shomone Shomosheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.